With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's threat to withhold arms shipments from Israel reflects his overall misunderstanding of dealing with foreign allies and adversaries.
He doesn't know what our interests are. He doesn't know who our adversaries are, and he treats our adversaries like our friends. And so we have the biggest war in Europe since World War II and the biggest war in the Middle East in the last 60 years.
Senator Talent was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, and as anti-Israel protests continued against the war, Israel's military says it's moving into an area of devastated northern Gaza where it asserted the Hamas militant group is regrouped after 7 months of fighting. Also at SRNnews.com, Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to move forward next month.
Lawyers for the president's son were not successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution, and a federal appeals court did not rule on the merits of the claim. As a result, the judge announced that Hunter Biden's trial should begin on June 3rd in Delaware. It's expected to last 3 to 6 days. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. Greg Clugston, Washington.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's now banned from entering nearly 20% of her state after two more tribes banished her this week over comments she made earlier this year about tribal leaders benefiting from drug cartels. L.A. County prosecutors say they suspect a crime was committed in the recording of a racist conversation that prompted the city council president to resign, but they are declining to file charges. And Maryland Democrats trying to decide which Senate candidate's best positioned to beat Republican Larry Hogan, a popular former governor. The leading choices for voters this Tuesday in the field are David Trone, who's a third-term congressperson, and a county executive. SRN News. A Christian educator has some advice on how Christians should vote this November.
Liberty University Chancellor Jonathan Falwell says it's simple, really. Just select the candidate in each race that gets closest to what's right. Falwell tells the Christian Post, quote, "We have a responsibility to find people that most closely align with biblical truth and our values, and that will espouse the kind of truths that we believe flow from the Word of God." He says there are no perfect candidates, but believers must be engaged in the process nonetheless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark is liberalizing its abortion laws, making it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week, where the previous limit had been 12. Government officials say the law will also be changed to allow girls between the ages of 15 and 17 to kill their babies without parental consent. The three-party center government agreed on the move, which will be sealed by a vote in parliament. No date for that vote has been announced. This is SRN News. A new flag for the Gopher State.
Minnesota has unfurled a new state flag atop the Capitol. The flag and state seal were adopted to replace an old design that Native Americans said reminded them of painful memories of conquest and displacement. The new symbols eliminate an old state seal that featured the image of a Native American riding off into the sunset while a white settler plows his field with a rifle at the ready. The seal was a key feature of the old flag. That's why there was pressure to change both. Jason Walker reporting.
A vast majority of older adults say they want to stay in their own homes, but the real estate market and inflation has made doing so a bit of a less of a choice. Still, some baby boomers with enough money are making upgrades to keep their homes accessible. Check out more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.